This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might remember that President Trump said back in August that he was going to issue an emergency declaration to help deal with the opioid crisis. Next week, the end of October, he is expected to actually make that declaration official, which would mean exactly what? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
There are two ways President Trump could declare the opioid crisis a national emergency. The first is through a law called the Stafford Act. It's what presidents use to declare emergencies after natural disasters, and it would let the administration tap into FEMA's disaster funding. Raphael Lemaitre, with the emergency management company IEM, used to work for FEMA and says there's a problem with this option. After the latest hurricanes, that fund is running on fumes. Also,
the way it's delivered is through programs that are specialized toward physical and infrastructure recovery, things like helping people into shelters and building bridges higher and stronger.
The second route the Trump administration could take, the Secretary of Health and Human Services can declare something a public health emergency. There's a fund for that, too. But Regina LaBelle, a visiting fellow at Duke who worked on drug control policy for the Obama administration, says that declaration would come with more than money.
You have the authority under the Public Health Services Act to suspend certain regulations.
For example, the administration could loosen restrictions on the pricing of the drug Narcan, used to revive people who've overdosed. Greg Williams is with the nonprofit group Facing Addiction.
So there could be some significant support and reduction of costs to get Narcan into communities for first responders.
Whichever route the president takes, his declaration will send a message. The opioid crisis is an emergency. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.